All right, Chabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to Amir Tashem complete Parak Chof Hei today, chapter 25. So the Ramchal continues. Remember again, in this particular chapter, we're speaking about how to acquire the Midah of Yiras HaChet. How to go ahead and acquire this attribute of what we call fear of sin, which we've translated in two different ways. Number one, a Yiras HaOnesh, a fear in general of punishment, and a want and a desire to avoid punishment. And number two, a bit more sophisticated, a fear of damaging a relationship with God, and recognizing that everything I do has a repercussion and ramification. And so at the end of the day, my desire is to sustain and maintain that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I only want to do things that are going to help in that direction. So he began discussing, so how does one go ahead and get it? How does one acquire this midah? So really the Ramchal said, it's really a focus of cognition. It's a way that I think. And if I recognize that I constantly stand in the presence of God, an acute God awareness, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, if I create this constant and consistent God awareness, and I recognize that I exist, that I live in the presence of Hashem, then by definition, that shapes everything that I do. That shapes the things I will do, shapes the things I won't do, so on and so forth. So he says, Va'amnam, Hadavar Hazeh, Eino Mitztayer Heitiv V'Seichal Adam, Ella Al Yidei Hasmadas Hasboninos V'Astaklus Hagadol. But Ramchal says this is really only something that a person comes to with constant and consistent contemplation. Meaning, the notion that we live in the presence of God is something we all know. The problem is not knowing it. The problem is feeling it. And feeling it is only something that could occur with constant and consistent contemplation and reinforcement. Because since this is something that we can't really feel, if I utilize my physical senses, I can't sense God, right? I can't touch God. I can't feel God. I can't smell God. I can't see God. So I can't, right? So I can't hear. I mean, I hear and I see and I could touch manifestations or creations of God, but God himself I can't. So because of that, this is something that is often difficult for me to wrap my head around. So cognitively, I know it. But to actually feel it and to actually implement it in my day-to-day life is difficult. That's why it requires constant review, constant reinforcement of that concept. It's not only that, but even if a person reaches the level where they have this God awareness, it's so easy for that awareness to be disrupted through a variety of different things, as we're going to see. V'nimsa. So of course the issue is that even if a person is able to acquire this midah, right? Even if a person is able to acquire this level through constant contemplation and constant cognition regarding the fact that I live in the presence of God and I'm able to cultivate a God awareness, at the end of the day, it's also sometimes easy to be distracted from this as well. And so you could read her as well, say, this in general is the great challenge of Ruchnius, the great challenge of spirituality. A lot of other things, once you go ahead and you master it, so to speak, the skill set is yours, right? The person wants to, whatever it is, a person wants to learn a profession. So once you master that profession, the profession is yours. Now, obviously, you have to reinforce. Anything you don't reinforce ultimately, again, you know, evaporates. But Lamais, it's not the pshat that if a person masters a particular trade and then for one day they go on vacation, the next day the trade is still there. The trade is still there. Okay, if they go on a sabbatical, it might be that they need to go ahead and, you know, polish the trade a little bit more. But Lamais is there with Ruchnius, with spirituality. There's something so profound, which is that if I take a break from my spirituality, even for a day, you know that when I resume, it's like I'm starting all over again. It's the great anomaly of life that you would think that if I'm on a good spiritual level for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I can coast on Thursday. Yet we know that's not the case. Every day is a new endeavor. Every day is a new battle. And as much as one day does in fact build on the next, at the end of the day, unless there's constant reinforcement, the spirituality that I've amassed so easily evaporates and goes away. So he says, this is the difficult part. Even if I'm able to master and I'm able to reach a level where I truly possess a Yiras Hashem, if there's what's called a Hesech Hadas, a lapse of awareness in any way, so halacha lemaisa, I could lose everything. So he goes on, Humash Hatsiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alamelech V'haysa Imo V'karabo Kol Yimichayov Laman Yilmad Liyira Es Hashem Elokav. This is why he quotes over here the pasuk by the Melech, by the king. When the king becomes a king, he must go ahead and write a Sefer Torah. And that Sefer Torah must be with him all the days of his life in order that he could learn to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the idea? What is the God saying? So yes, on a physical level, the king has to write a Torah and the Torah has to be with the king. On a deeper level, what it's also saying is, God saying to the king, if you want to be a good king, you want to be a good Jew, that Torah has to be with you each and every day. Halamarta, Shina Yira Nilmedes Elamina Kriya Habilti Nifsekes. Therefore, it turns out that Yira Sachit is only acquired through consistent and constant, what he calls Kriya, he calls reading, but he means learning and self-development. So we both say, so in other words, Yira Sachit is fundamentally rooted in the creation of God awareness. God awareness is the result of constant and consistent learning and deep spiritual thought. Those things combined create a system of God awareness. But it only works if it's constant and consistent. The moment that there's Hesech Hadas, the moment that there's a lapse of awareness, is the moment that God awareness lapses. And when God awareness lapses, ultimately again, my Yiras Hachit lapses as well. El lefishe in a Yira hazos musagis beteva, kiad rabba, rechoka himimeno, mipne gashmias achushim, vein o niknis ella ayede limut, vein limut Yira, ella barov hasmada batar drachabali hefsek. But of course, the challenge is God awareness doesn't come naturally to us. Why doesn't God awareness come naturally? It's so profound. There's only one thing that comes naturally to me, and it's me awareness. That's what I have. I have me awareness. That's the only thing that is innate. Awareness of anything else besides me requires work. Now, the truth is, to be aware of my spouse, or to be aware of my kids, or to be aware of other people, that comes a bit easier because I could see them, I could feel them, I could touch them, I could physically experience them. But God awareness is so much more difficult because God is not experienceable through the senses. So therefore, says Zamchal, the only way to create that, again, is the learning of Torah, the contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence anywhere and everywhere. That's what creates God awareness, and it's that God awareness that engenders Yira Sachit. V'hushia Adam, page Rishon and Helis, finish the chapter. V'hushia Adam isponin uma'ayin bedavar hazeh tamid. Therefore, we'll say a person really has to contemplate this at all times. What's the this? The this is that Hashem is an ever-present reality in my life, in anywhere and everywhere. He sees everything, he records everything, he hears everything. There is no action that is too big or that is too small to escape his attention. And when do you have to contemplate this? B'shifto, right when you're sitting. B'lechto, when you travel. B'shachbo, when you sleep. B'kumo, when you get up. Ad sheyikba b'dayto amitas hadavar. Until ultimately, again, until the reality of this becomes firmly embedded within you. Dahinu amitas himatzei shchinaso yisparach b'chol makom v'heyoseinu omdim b'fanav mamish b'chol isu b'chol sha'a. And I will say, if you continue to instill, if I reinforce this over and over, then I create an awareness that I am standing before God in every moment and at every time. Va'az yira oso be'emes. And when you cultivate that awareness, ultimately, again, that is when a person is led to a true yiras Hashem. V'umasha omer David HaMelech, v'humasha haya David HaMelech mispalo va'omer, horeni Hashem derkecha, ahalich ba'amitecha, yochid levavi liyira shemecha. So he's picking up over here on that lashon of yochid levavi, singularly direct my heart, or direct my heart in a singular fashion, liyira shemecha, to revere, to fear your name. So we'll say, as we conclude this parak here, so it turns out that at the end of the day, yiras achit, which means, again, on a basic level, a fear of sin, or I should say a fear of punishment as a result of sin, on a more sophisticated level, yiras achit ultimately meaning I fear, I don't want to damage my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I acquire that? How do I acquire that midah? So the Ramchal explained, ultimately again, through God awareness. And how do you cultivate God awareness? Through a constant and consistent learning of Torah and contemplation and thought about the fact that everything I do is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I contemplate and I learn, but it has to be consistent, then I acquire this midah of yira. And if I acquire this midah of yira, yira sachit, then ultimately, hopefully, I avoid negative activity. But more importantly, I ask myself, what is going to help my relationship with Hashem? And I'll do that. And what will damage my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I avoid that. So we'll stop here. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we begin a brand new shara, a brand new midah, and the midah of kiddusha, the midah of holiness. Really very special parak ahead of us. Shkoach, we'll stop over here.